Well, this is episode 10. I'm Calvin. How you doing, Conley?
I'm not bad. Just saw a bar fight. It was pretty dope.
How about you, Zach?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. Zach was eating Mickey D's earlier. I hope he gets the shit. Fuck McDonald's. Fuck fast food.
Okay, well, that's a good start. Anybody got any interesting stories?
I don't have my notes on me, but I wrote some notes. Oh, I remember. Why don't you start us off? What do you got today? God damn it. I forgot we were doing it today, so I didn't bring my notes. But have you guys watched The Hot Take? It's a podcast or something like... It's a podcast, but they eat spicy wings.
Oh, where they have the celebrity and they're interviewing them as they're eating the hotter and hotter.
Hotter and hotter. Yeah. I've been watching that. That shit.
Hot ones?
Yes, hot ones.
I love it.
I like that, yeah.
I love hot ones.
Oh, man. Bert Kreischer on there with Tom Segura doing battle questions. They're just like fucking just dumping it on there and like not answering any questions. So they'll take the fucking wing. But then they'll answer the question after it. I don't think they understood what they were there to do. They were both probably so fucking high.
Conley, name a movie.
Oh, best 90s movie ever. That's not a Disney flick. Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers?
Mm-hmm.
Zach, name a movie.
Starship Troopers, man. Even the second one held up.
I wouldn't say that.
Zach, name a movie. Any movie.
Waynesboro.
Okay. The first movie in the trilogy is Starship Troopers. The third movie in the trilogy is Wayne's World. How you filling up that second movie?
Well, what? There's a trilogy of the movie?
The first movie, in the trilogy is Starship Troopers.
Oh,
the third
man.
Movie in the trilogy is Wayne's World. What's that second movie going to be?
Ender's Game. But not a shitty version like they made.
No.
Because we would have...
You're not using an existing movie. You gotta make...
Oh, I got
figure
made?
Out what the
I
movie
made?
That's
no.
gonna be
oh,
in the middle
God.
There to connect the two.
Oh. I see.
Okay, so we would go to a terraformed planet. Because we end up winning in Starship Troopers. So
yeah,
NPR, we colonize.
NPR tells everybody he's scared.
Yeah, we colonize that place. And it fucking, like, we jump to the way future, like, middle side of the future. And then it just, like, goes through the evolvement of rock and roll.
What?
Help me out here.
I
was about to say, Zach, you're going to be coming up with the next one. So.
Dude, I have no idea. I have no idea how to go off of whatever that was.
I'm talking about colonization, evolving fucking... Our technology is already great, so... They just have to find something to do with their time, so they, like, do
so
rock and roll.
The beginning is the movie Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm. The first one.
And
then
the
sequel.
Middle is nothing.
No.
The middle is what you're coming up with.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming up with right
and
here.
And then the end is Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm. Wayne's World.
That doesn't make any sense. I didn't know that's what it was, dude. I would have said something else.
But no, that's the whole point of it, is you have two completely random movies, and you're trying to fill in the middle. How are they connected?
Okay. So, he has the war, right? After the war, a hippie lives in Aurora, right?
He becomes
Illinois.
A hippie.
Yeah.
In Aurora, Illinois.
Befriends some dude named Garth and a bunch
with
of
an alien.
Yeah, like he.
There you go.
So
you go.
After the war, I skipped some parts. After the war, right? They hit like a time, and he gets knocked off course. Gets transplanted.
He's knocked back
fucking,
to 1991.
Gets transplanted. Yep, that's what happens. And then Wayne's World happens, and he's a totally rocking dude. And then Wayne's World 2 happens.
And that's why Chris Farley was so fucked up.
I like Conley's idea how it turns out that it wasn't Earth that they were coming from in Starship Troopers. Earth is what they colonized later, which became Wayne's World.
Yeah. Zach head flew right over Zach's head.
Well, I guess.
I pretty much gave you my own conspiracy theory on instead of Starship Trooper winning, the aliens won. They terraformed Earth and evolved over time
to be us.
Yeah, to a humanoid form of alien. Yes. Pretty much exactly what I said last week. Right? Fucked your mind.
That is a revelation. Got another?
You're looking at your phone. What do you got?
I'm just looking at conspiracy theories. Like, would a conspiracy theory be the Bermuda Triangle? Because I believe in that shit.
I guess it technically could. Just the fact that things disappear in there and why they do.
Why? They can't figure out why. There's no real reason that that triangle shape. Except the Greeks say that it was a hole to Tartarus. And, like, if you had to go through there, it had the evilest of all the whatever sea creatures in it. That's where Poseidon had banished them to, was the Bermuda Triangle. But you had to go through there to get to the Golden Fleece. And that's where Circe's Island was, is in the Bermuda Triangle.
Circe.
She's a goddess. She turned her male captives into pigs.
No, I don't
remember that at all.
Well, I remember my...
She got Odysseus on his way back after they got the Golden Fleece, because they made it through the first time. On their way back, they got caught in a time loop because time stopped on her island, but it continued...
Elsewhere.
So he got trapped on the island for 50-some-odd years, and then finally escaped, and when he got back to his house, he was an old man, but they were still there living.
Time continued.
Yeah, time continued. Yeah, and it stopped outside of it.
Like Interstellar.
Yeah, when he goes into the black hole, or gets close to the black hole.
But he came back, and he saw that so many guys had lined up to be suitors for his wife, and he lived on the island and watched everything happen and then killed everybody in the end and became a young man again.
What the hell is this?
Odysseus.
This is the story of him?
The second story. It's not the one that's part of the Odyssey. It's the one that's...
Yeah, it's what happens after the Odyssey. But in the Odyssey, he gets trapped on the island. I always wanted to study Greek mythology and Roman mythology. I did it when I was younger, and then I was going to go to college for it, and then I was like, fuck that. So much studying.
Just because you had to study.
I dropped out of high school twice.
You're like, this is cool. I can watch TV and learn this shit.
I'd read books about it and stuff like that and whatnot. Saint Seiya hooked me up on it.
Saint Seiya?
Yeah. Oh, it's an old-ass anime from the 90s, early 90s. And they've been making movies ever since, but they form the Zodiacs. They got like armor and shit. It's like bronze armor, the weakest.
Are they like samurais?
Kind of like samurai, but
the shit.
It's what got me hooked on anime and S-Cryad. Never heard of it? Oh my god. S-Cryad is fucking like the best. Fucking they get these like... It's an ability, but most people that have it work for, like, the government. Oh, man, it's hard to describe, but it's so good.
Most anime is pretty hard to describe.
Probably only watched a handful of anime more than one time all the way through, and I've watched this one probably 50 times all the way through.
Oh, wow.
It's only got one season, and it ends in a cliffhanger, but I watch it every fucking time, like Air Gear.
I went through probably about a year and a half ago when I watched Death Note finally, because then everybody was talking about that. Yeah, it definitely wasn't what I was expecting.
Oh, no.
It ended up being pretty good.
In the middle, it drags a little bit.
Yeah,
before definitely. They introduce Light. But after that, it fucking picks up. And just like action after action after action, like in the beginning.
And then at the end, it's fucking...
Yeah.
It's a crazy ending. I like the ending a lot.
And it's got one of the finer endings in anime.
One of the findings.
Well, some of them end in giant cliffhangers, and you think they're going to be
a second season,
and then they never make anything ever again.
Yeah, this is one of the few that, like, tie everything up. There's no loose ends. Honestly, they told you the end right at the beginning of the show, and you had no idea. If you have not seen Death Note, he literally finds a notebook that he can write people's names in the notebook, and they die.
But they die of a natural cause.
Unless he specifies how they die.
Unless he specifies how they die.
So,
and he only learns that.
If he just writes their name, they just have a heart attack and die.
And then, well, the people that hold
the
death...
So what's the point of the show exactly?
This dude is like a...
Cop.
Like a megalomaniac genius kind of thing. And he decides he's going to basically control the world with it.
Until he almost meets his match. And Death just follows him around because he thinks it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was that, it was this demon's notebook, and because of the fact that he gave it to him, he just basically just watching him, just going, I want to see what this guy does with it. And, like, near the beginning of the show, he literally is just like, the only way I can get that book back is if you die. Because like I said, he gives away the ending right at the beginning.
Don't watch the Netflix movie of it either.
Yeah, I've heard
fucking
about that.
God awful. Oh my god. I did that movie terrible.
I've heard
it's
that from
almost as
people.
Bad as the Bleach movie.
I still haven't watched Bleach either.
Oh, man. The anime or the movie?
In neither one.
Oh my god. Oh,
I tried to watch Naruto because that was a one that was supposed to be pretty big, but I couldn't
Naruto?
Get that far. Yeah.
Did you call it Naruto?
Naruto, yeah. I don't know.
It's
I've
Naruto.
Never really.
Again,
I didn't watch very much of it.
Oh man.
Naruto.
That's one of the few I've watched, like, through.
Did you watch the new one they do?
I still watch it. I watch it every Sunday.
The one with his kids?
Yeah.
And
it's actually.
Main characters.
It's not that bad, but it's kind of like, it's directed at a younger age, like the original one was. When it came out, I was a young age, and I watched it all the way through.
Yeah, I'm sure if I would have actually watched it back when I was a kid, it would have been a lot better, but yeah. I got right to the point where, like, their sensei dies.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the point. You get tired of the whole, like, you know... drag this one fight on for 30 episodes like Dragon Ball Z did.
Well, shit, fucking... It just ended, like, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was something like... Wasn't it, like... It was a few hundred.
What, did Dragon Ball Z?
No,
we're talking
about
Naruto. Dragon Ball Super is what it is now. But yeah, it's going still. Well, technically it's over. It's just not all done in America yet.
Yeah, I started rewatching it. I guess, like... Nobody told me, like, where I stopped, I was like, I can't get into it. I stopped at, like, episode, like, 48 or 49. I didn't know, like, the next episode, where after I stopped, started the new Future Trunks arc. And I was, when I started watching, I was like, there's a Future Trunks arc? Why didn't anybody tell me this?
I saw your Facebook post, dude.
I was like, what?
And it's the same Future Trunks.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm fucking mind blown. And I'm like, I've been watching it. Now they're about to do they just set out to find the rest of their crew for the whole universe battle.
Oh, the tournament?
Yeah, the expedition fight.
The Universal Destruction Tournament or whatever?
Yeah.
Whatever it's called, yeah.
Zeno
is going to destroy every universe that doesn't
I think they
survive the tournament.
They just finished the exhibition
mm-hmm.
fight where they told everybody the rules. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. But then, like, a bunch of new anime came out and I've just been watching those. I'm like, fuck, it's going to happen again.
Yeah, well, they drag that thing on for a long time.
Yeah, I meant, like, episode...
It's supposed to be, like, a half-hour-long tournament. It lasts literally almost 100 episodes.
Yeah, I think I'm on episode, like, 70 right now.
Well, just the tournament, I'm saying.
That sounds awesome.
Well, if you really like a show, like, you'll watch a whole season of a show.
I did, just the other night.
What show?
Barry.
Barry? Never heard of it. Tell us
HBO.
About it.
It's on HBO.
Tell us about it.
It's with, his name? Bill
Hader.
Hader.
Bill Hader? I fucking love Bill Hader.
Premise.
Can
is...
I shoot your gun? Yeah, I don't know.
What's that?
It's super bad.
Oh, yeah. He was one of the cops. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So basically, he's a hitman And He-Man? He's like, Hitman.
Oh, Hitman.
I thought you were saying him and.
Yeah, that's what I was like, Hitman?
And then,
he's a She-Man? What?
Yeah, he's a Hitman. And he moves to Los Angeles, and then he wants to become an actor. Like, just juggling those two roles, and it's pretty funny.
And I've never heard of
it. It's pretty fucking, like, it's well, pretty brutal
the,
and dark.
Have you watched Game of Thrones while it came on recently? Or?
I've been watching Game of Thrones on my airwaves.
It's pretty brutal and dark.
Yeah, I've been watching it on HBO, and the commercials come on during that. Or, well, before it.
8 episodes, or like 20 minutes. I have tomorrow.
Where are you guys watching it?
Probably in my house. I don't get out till 8, so.
Yeah, I'll be watching it at home tomorrow.
Gotcha. Yeah, usually just, if I wait a couple hours, by the time, like, 1, 2, 3 movies already has it up within, like, 3 hours of it airing. So that's been nice.
I remember last season there was a few episodes you could get before they even came out.
Yeah, I remember that. That was wild.
Like the first 3 of them or something like that, you could do that.
I read an article that said the first episode got leaked, like, a week before it was supposed to air or something like that, but I didn't watch it.
I know the Aria sex scene got leaked after the episode or whatever. You there like was a few news boob? Stories saying
you
people
shouldn't. That's my boob. Peter Griffin when he done the side boob segment. That's all I could think of.
I'm not surprised with that scene. That was pretty cool.
That scene was a long time coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not surprised if it happened. But
this year she's 18, so yeah. In real life.
I posted on
in her 20s.
No, she started the show at 11.
Yeah, but she's in her 20s now, bro.
No, she's 18. Literally in the news story, it said 18.
Look up, Conley.
Well, I'm not doing
you're
that.
You're the decider. What do you mean? You're on your phone. Come on.
What's her name
yeah,
again?
Yeah, but I'm already doing something.
Oh my God.
Just type in Arya Stark, real age.
There you go. Arya Stark, real age. Yeah, 22 years old, and you're right.
We need to,
We need to what?
What's our predictions, man? We're all caught up, right? What's going to happen? Tomorrow, episode.
Am I the only one that wants to see the chick, Lady Mormont?
Lady Mormont?
Lady Mormont?
She's the fucking kid.
I want her
dead.
To die tomorrow. I cannot stand that little bitch. She's so snarky. She thinks she's queen shit, but she's just a lowly nation of like 7 dudes. And like, the guys behind her, that's her army.
What about Jorah? What about Jorah, dude?
He don't give a fuck. He tried to warn her.
He got part of it anymore. He got...
Here's my fucking prediction right here. Lady Mormont dies, becomes a White Walker, and fucking Jorah has to cut her down with motherfucking Samwell Tully's sword. And it's gonna be fucking great.
Oh my God, dude.
My question is, what about the Stone Men on that island? What the fuck are they doing? Are they gonna join the battle?
I don't think we're gonna see them again.
Why have a whole fucking segment about
that
these
was his
stupid
arc. That
fuckers?
Was his arc. He got fucked up, and now he's back.
Yeah. But they didn't attack him.
Just like, we're never gonna
can
see
they cure
the Dornish people, or like, remember Daenerys's other army, the like the fucking, the sellswords?
Yeah.
The one dude with the fucking like sickle?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he at? Were we ever gonna see him again?
Like the the Eye of the Midnight Sun?
She told him like to stay back. She's like, well, you go protect this shit. Stay in
Marine.
Oh, don't understand Marine or something.
Aren't they staying back at her
island?
The place that became her like base of operations or whatever
Marine,
when she stopped.
Right.
The Eye of the Midnight Sun.
Yeah, that guy, whatever his name is. Yeah, you ever gonna see him again?
His name?
No, he's dead.
Syria? No, not Syria.
The Dornish people are dead.
Taught area was Syria.
Pharrell?
Yeah, Syria Pharrell was the one that, or Syria something, yeah, but he was the one who
whatever
taught
happened
area
to that guy?
At the beginning.
That guy died.
You never actually see him die.
You never see Littlefinger die either. He just gets fucking
what?
Throats. You don't see him die. You never see his body. You just see him walking away like this.
You see a fall.
Yeah. But it doesn't actually confirm that he's dead. Just see him fall.
No.
Like they did with the fucking...
You see the throat slit, though.
Yeah
that means
he can
dead.
Survive that. Somebody could find him.
By that logic, that means Catelyn Stark is still alive. Because all you saw her was get her fucking...
Oh, no, she did shit.
Exactly.
Well, in all technicality, in the book, she came back to life.
Yeah, well, books don't matter here. It's all about the viewing pleasures.
But if
actually, that's one of the cliffhangers they left in the book too. The most recent book that came out, which was 5 years ago, something like that. But
I thought the cliffhanger for the most recent book was when Jon Snow fucking gets stabbed.
No.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this is one of the things that hasn't been tied up in the books. Is Catelyn Stark came back, and Big Girl. Why can't I think of her name? Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne Tarth. Sir Brienne Tarth.
Yeah, now Sir Brienne Tarth. Yep. But Catelyn came back and found Brienne, and basically is about to kill her because of the fact that she teamed up with Kingslayer. Yeah. That's where one of the parts of the book that.
Probably, who's gonna fuck
probably
her first?
Never gonna be finished.
Who's gonna fuck her first? Tormund?
I saw that poll.
The Kingslayer? Or Podrick? Because, you know, she
bad. I'm gonna go Kingslayer.
What? Tormund. Giant Bane.
Definitely.
No, fucking that's gonna happen.
No, if he does, then it's not gonna be consensual.
Tormund in that way. He's the leader of the free folk.
No, this is gonna happen because most of them, I think, are gonna die.
Oh. Benjen, if he's still alive.
Benjen. Oh, Uncle Benjen?
Uncle Benjen. No! Dude. It doesn't show him die. It shows him slumped over his horse.
It's confirmed.
And rides away. I feel like it's Where's confirmed. Where's it confirmed at? He's going to come in
they
there.
Confirmed it.
He's going to come in there the show behind people. The army, swinging that fire thing he's got, and he's going to...
He's dead. He saved Jon.
Yeah.
He's dead. He sacrificed himself. Look, dude, I swear.
It never confirms he's dead either.
I think so.
It just shows him slumped over his horse and riding into the distance.
That's another big difference with the book, too, is that guy with the hands, it was never Benjen. And literally George R. R. Martin said, that is not Benjen, period.
What?
That is not him.
What, with the hands, what do you mean?
He came back with the weird hands and everything like that?
No, Benjen's the guy that got stabbed by the dragon glass and turned half White Walker.
Yeah, which means he had the weird hands. In the book, it wasn't anything like that. Yeah, he was just a guy that had really weird hands, and he was Walker, but he was also thinking and everything.
I don't
know
anything about his hands, but he was all just fucked up, couldn't go.
That's just how I think of him, because in the book, that was how they described him, was his hands were black.
No, he's definitely dead, dude.
You're dead. You wouldn't make it one season into Game of Thrones.
Whatever, dude. What season do you think you can make it to?
At least the fifth. Game of Thrones.
The fifth?
Yeah. I'd probably die in the Stark army.
Bullshit. You would die.
I'd probably be there at
the
Red Wedding. You'd
die in the Lannister fighting pits.
Oh, fuck.
You'd just be a fucking, a sellsword. Or try to be a sellsword, and you would be very good. You'd get captured.
I'd be a cook with skill. A knife.
You'd be working with hot pie. You'd be working with hot pie the whole fucking time.
You would be Hot Pie's still alive. Hot Pie, they never show Hot Pie die.
Yeah, he's definitely alive.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Wasn't Hot Pie killed by the Princess Men? When they're
Who's
out.
The prince?
I gotta rewatch all the old seasons. Yeah, it's been too long.
I thought he got killed because they were practicing, swordsmanship. And, he gets, decapitated or some shit by, Knight's Men.
Are you talking about back in, season one?
Yeah.
No, Hot Pie wasn't in it until season two.
How am I still alive?
Who was Arya's friend that got fucking killed?
It was just a kid that she ended up hanging out with while they were on the road to King's Landing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She went to that after she was with
the
faceless
prince or whatever,
people.
And he accidentally hit the prince. And then, and then the dog came after him or something like that. Or I can't remember.
Fucking, he was at the inn she was at, or the place after she was with the faceless people.
Mm-hmm.
She went there. And then saw Hot Pie. And he'd been living the life.
Do you think Arya's going to complete her list of people?
After she names the fucking three people she have to add on that to kill after they fucked her homeboy.
Wait, what?
The three chicks that fucked the blacksmith.
Oh. Oh.
Once the red
The
queen,
red woman's on
the
list
red
now.
Woman's on the list now. That old bitch.
I do like that line. You gotta take your pants off. I'm not the red woman.
the red woman tried to kill me. I don't care how many women have you fucked.
Yep, all down to business.
The red woman's not dead either. Where's she at?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking too. I was trying to remember if she died or not, but no, she didn't.
She ain't dead.
She just got banished and then went... Oh no, after she got she banished, went north. She went to Stannis.
Yeah.
What happened after Stannis?
Nothing. She disappeared.
No, she's been with... she was with Daenerys.
No,
well, she stayed there. Back, though. I don't think that she went with. She's been back at the home base. Not Meereen, but the other one.
The island?
Dragonstone?
Yeah, Dragonstone.
I feel like she's there. Or she left and went... Maybe she went north again, I don't know. West?
Maybe she grabbed... Maybe she gathered in the stone folk.
South to Westeros? West to Southeros?
I don't know. That'd be a hell of a weapon to use if the White Walkers got to it, though.
Exactly.
You know what I was thinking? This is
the White Walkers theory. Can't get them because they're made... Can't kill those, but they can kill the White Walkers.
Why can't the White Walkers get them?
I don't know.
They could just kill them, and then they'd come back as White Walkers with that flesh disease that they could just send into the army. And even if they kill them, they'll be touching them and getting that disease.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it'd be a good weapon to use against them.
Against the Walkers?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're battle-frenzied fucking things. And they're made of stone, right?
They're not made of stone. They have a skin disease that makes them...
Hard as stone.
Hard.
Yeah.
And it's not actual stone. That's just what they call it because that's what it looks like.
Then you just turn into like a fucking...
No, I thought they were hard as stone.
That's what happened to, what's his name? Jorah. And they just literally... He was just peeling it off to make it...
I thought he had a special knife for that. Like dragon glass knife.
He didn't use a dragon glass knife, did he?
He used a dragon knife glass, and that was the only thing that could cut it, I thought.
I don't think that was the case. He was using a knife and, like, scraping underneath it kind of thing, just getting that...
Maybe.
The diseased flesh off.
Painful. Been there.
That's another thing in the book that's completely different, too, is Tyrion never ended up with Daenerys. He ended up with the other Targaryen that is not even in the show.
Jon Snow. He's the other Targaryen.
Well, no. In the book, there's a whole nother one that is like only revealed in the last book that came out.
Think Jon Snow's going to rule?
No, Jon Snow's going to die again.
No. What do you think?
I don't want him to. He's been my favorite character since season one. But.
No, I think.
You think you're going to make it?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the one sitting on the throne. I think something's gonna... They're gonna have to figure something out between him and Daenerys, but I think that's what the whole thing's been leading up to.
I think she's gonna die.
She gonna die and he's gonna take the dragons because he's got Targaryen blood and one of them. Dragon?
Probably. That'd be sweet.
He's gonna tame the one that was always the most...
Yeah.
Yeah, she will definitely die at this battle. I think she's gonna die tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
In the battle.
Tomorrow?
In
the big battle. Third episode end? Do they want to lose fucking viewers?
It don't matter, dude.
Fangirls around the world riot.
If not...
Track down the new director.
The big battle,
kill him.
Dude, okay, so who do you think is going to die in the big battle then?
Lady Mormont.
Lady Mormont, number one. Davos Seaworthy, probably dead.
Who is the
Onion King?
The Onion Knight.
Onion Knight, he's dead.
Yeah, the other knight, the last of the three.
They're
Samwell Tully and...
The other Night's Watch
guy. The other Night's Watch guy, they just said...
I can't remember his name.
The Night's Watch guy.
Remember, he's in the last episode, he was like, and now our watch begins. And I was like, oh, I fucking lost it. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, I don't think Sam's gonna die.
Sam's not gonna die.
Somehow he's not gonna die.
Somehow he's made it through all the other stuff he's made.
Well, he's going into the crypt.
Oh, yeah, he's in the crypt, you're right.
Yeah, I think he's not going out to battle with him.
That's why he gave his sword to Jorah.
Well, then he can't swing it or pull it out.
Yeah, I can't seem to lift it.
There's going to be a big battle between the Night King and everybody else.
The Night King's not going to die in episode 3.
No.
Right, okay, this is what I'm getting at, though. There's going to be a big battle, right, between all of them.
Well, obviously, it's the longest episode and the biggest battle ever.
What the fuck is Cersei doing? Huh? What is going to happen
with her?
What's
she doing?
You know what I mean?
I hope she gets... Just waiting for the battle to finish.
That arc's
going to
be crazy.
Actually, this is what I think is going to happen.
I think she's going
to... So, Cersei's got what, the Iron Fleet and the fucking banks, yeah. The bank scats. So she got her fleet there, just hanging out, and all the rest of her soldiers she got left at King's Landing. So, and she got, what, a fleet still on the ocean?
The Iron Fleet, that's yeah, all, no, all she
has. That's all she has left? I thought she still had the ones coming from the castle they raided coming back. No? Okay. Well,
yeah, I think so.
You know who is still really pissed off? The Dornish.
Who's left of them?
Their army still?
The wife.
The wife.
Oh, the wife is still,
still locked up.
Still she locked was, up.
She's, like, she's done.
No, I but she's still anymore. Really pissed off. And the army is just sitting there like, you've killed all of our like top people. The girls are dead. And whatnot. But the Dornish.
What about Highgarden? What happened to them too?
The blown Dornish up. And. Yeah, Highgarden got blown up.
The Marvels?
I know the most of them, like the actual top yeah. people got burned up and everything, but there's still people at Highgarden.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure one but of them got apparently. Like,
you got the Dornish, and the Dornish will meet up with the Iron Island people, and I'm pretty sure the Dornish are better fighters, and they can take King's Landing, while the North is battling the White Walkers. Cersei has to defend King's Landing with all of her troops. The Dornish meet up with the Iron Fleet and everybody else that hates Cersei, they could easily take the South.
Yeah.
She ain't got no more fucking and Great like, Fire. Can't have another fucking battle on the bay there. You take out the Iron Fleet, their boats go down. What do you got? 20,000 soldiers on land? I think they could take the South easily. And when fucking they defeat the White Walkers up north, they think they're going to have to battle Cersei, but she's already dead. And who's sitting on the Iron Throne? The bitch from the fucking door. The fucking...
Yeah, but then she has no stake to the...
She has no stake to it, but they just took King's Landing.
Yeah, so...
have you not watched the fucking show?
Didn't have any stake for it anyway, either. They just took King's Landing and he sat on the throne.
True. I feel like there was more of a motive behind that.
Getting rid of a crazy ruler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bitch that killed like Cersei. The bitch that killed all three of your daughters.
It was all built on a lie. Robert's fucking rebellion was built on a lie. Yeah.
Well, there was a mad king.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yes.
I think Jaime's gonna die from friendly fire.
What is that?
Who's gonna friendly fire him? Dragon.
Queen Cersei.
What do you mean they're not friends anymore? They're not friends anymore, bro.
Huh?
They're not friends anymore. He's on our
side. Or not Cersei, but Queen Daenerys. Because oh. She killed her father.
Nah.
Or he killed her father.
No, dude, I don't think they're not going to kill each other. They're going to battle it out.
They're not going to kill each other.
He's dead.
He's going to get killed by her.
No, he's going to get killed by a White Walker.
You think so?
Actually, so anybody that has... I know everybody has, like, dragonglass weapons, but everybody that has Valyrian steel... is gonna survive, at least for a while. Then they'll all meet up maybe together, and then they'll all die together. Except for like Jon Snow and Bran, or I don't know.
What if they take it and just shove it up everybody's ass and just make Cersei win the entire thing? Like the entire North loses against the White Walkers.
I would be.
And they start coming south, and Cersei's able to defend King's Landing and finish the battle.
It'd be so fucking
no, because everybody that dies there becomes part of the army, so mm-hmm. There's no stopping.
So they'd have three dragons.
No stopping yet, so I'm pretty sure I would
just burn the entire Iron Throne to the ground.
That was another one of my theories. I think Jon Snow...
Everybody dies? Jon Snow is
He's gonna destroy the fucking Iron Throne and be like, alright, no more one king. Because the North don't want one king, you know what I mean? Run down the throne, don't have one king, just be like their own areas.
Keep like the seven a dukeship. Yeah. So you're talking to like everybody's the king of their own land? Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't
like
think
the seven kingdoms are actually yeah. seven kingdoms.
Well, they call it the seven kingdoms.
Because it was like, seven kingdoms before the Targaryens united it into one.
Yeah. But they never talk about really, like, they talk about five kingdoms. There's like two they never talk about.
Yeah, and...
Like, there's, like, nothing there.
We got Dorne. Winterfell, King's Landing, Highgarden, Dragonstone, Dragon's Reach. What other ones are there?
There's seven kingdoms. Yeah, there's seven kingdoms, but they never talk about these two.
There's the people that...
Where were the Boltons at?
The north.
But where were... They had their own castle there, too. They had their own keep. The Skinned Man was the Boltons' thing.
I don't know where they were.
He was the Warden of the North, so he had his own keep and everything. Like,
they had a castle somewhere in the north, that's all I
know. Yeah, I don't know.
What about the people that Littlefinger... Remember he pushed the lady out of the moon door?
Oh, yeah. That's another one, too.
That was the Iron Isles. And then the fucking Freys.
And the Iron Isles, yeah.
Oh,
and the I guess that would be all seven. The Freys.
He didn't have a kingdom. He just had a castle that was there over the bridge.
He was like a duke. Yeah. Like the guy that wouldn't leave his castle. He was like, I'll never go down. And he's like blacking everybody out.
The River King.
Yeah, the only reason he had the power is because of the fact that he had that bridge.
Fuck the phrase.
I'm pretty sure the mountain is going to kill Cersei.
I loved it when Arya served them all their meat
pies. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Fucking meat hands, bro.
Meat hands. He was eating the meat hands.
I think the mountain is going to kill Cersei. The mountain is already a dead zombie, right? Easy for the Night King to fucking...
To turn.
To turn, and...
Already turned, how can he turn?
He's brought back with black magic. He's programmed to be a good guy right now, on their side.
But I don't think he is. I don't think he is. I think it's just Biden that's time.
No, he's not that smart.
Well, like maybe the guy who brought him back is.
Maybe. The Hand of the Queen?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a bunch of other guys now. Got his own dead army.
Zombie army?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could be. Who else are we missing? What other things that haven't been
addressed?
Addressed yet.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Pretty much everybody's dies.
Pretty much everybody's all bundled together at Winterfell other than Queen.
Is that water? I thought it was Sprite. Are there biscuits on your table?
For people to eat.
Or is there a trash can on the floor?
There's a drip.
Oh, is that why that fucking piece is missing?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a light. I was like, why is there a light right there? And I was like,
you thought that was a light?
Yeah. Like one of those fluorescent.
In the empty spot, yeah.
How do you think an empty spot?
It wasn't on, obviously, and I can see through it.
I can see through it.
That name, wash your coffee cup.
Oh, we don't even use that. We have
Keurig. Use the Keurig. Brew that for shitty customers.
Son of a bitch.
Ron uses it every once in a while.
You tired?
Yeah.
I've gotten 3 hours of sleep in the last 2 days.
Not your own goddamn fault, though.
No, it's not. My buddy picked me up. He came over Thursday to smoke down. And he was like, yeah, man, I got some acid. It's pretty good. I give you a hit, but I don't have any left. And when he was opening up his thing, he found a fucking lottery ticket. Like folded up, and he was like, that only means one thing. He unfolded it. There was one hit left in it. It was like a hit and a half, and I took it. He was like, you can have this as a test strip, but only if you take it right now. And it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I was like,
why does this happen to you all the time? You've told us the same exact story before, like, you can have it only if you take it right now.
Yeah, because that's how people are. It was like, okay, and I fucking took it, and like, 3 o'clock rolled around, and I was like, I don't think this stuff is working. I was like watching TV, but I was like drifting in between everything. I fucking stood up, and I was like, oh shit. And I fucking went out in the kitchen, and I was like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, what happened? And then I fucking stayed awake till like 12 o'clock. I fell asleep for 3 hours, or for an hour and a half, woke up, continued my day, went to work. Got out, got drunk, waiting for the same dude that gave me the hit of acid the day before, to pick me up from work, and he shows up 2 hours later, and he's like, oh, man, I'm sorry I got pulled over. And I was like, fucking liar, dude. You're just fucking high as shit. And you probably just been sitting in your car getting high. Fucking, it was like, blah, 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 blah. Here's a line of coke. And I was like, oh, why, thank you. And I was like, sniff that up. And then we drove all the way out to, like, Pleasant Lake so he can sell a bag to somebody.
What the
fuck? And then we fucking, we're driving down the road, and he was like, you want another hit, man? And I was like, fuck yeah. So I did some bunch of coke. I was drunk. And the next thing I knew, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, son of a bitch. So I went to sleep for like 2 hours, woke up, went to work. And now we're here doing this podcast, and I'm out of here.
You just had a crazy drug-fueled weekend, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to drop a bunch of acid next weekend. You guys should too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's looking like apparently me and you might be the only ones that go on Friday.
On Friday? Log said he'd pull the boats, but I don't know if he's going to come Friday.
Yeah, because Dylan said he might have to work on Saturday, so he's not going to be until Saturday night like Dylan, or like Zach.
Fucking dildos. Maybe me and Cal drop acid on Friday night, and you guys can just find us find us later.
You're going to have to call him and ask him if we can, like, what's the rule on
partying? Showing up late?
Yeah, showing up late. People getting there, like,
I'll ask him.
Park cars and shit, because I'm going to have my own car. You guys are going to...
Oh, yeah. When we get there, I'll ask him if they text you. I don't feel like calling them and then telling me that they have to cancel because it got all wet out there. I'd rather just go out there and just be like, we're here. We're the only people here.
Weather's supposed to be nice, hopefully.
Yeah, it actually is not supposed to rain now.
Yeah, I know. I checked it earlier this week.
Earlier this week it was Friday and Saturday. Yeah. It was both rainy.
30%, and I was like, this is
what's the temperature, though?
It's last I checked, it's like right around 60. Yeah. For low. For highs, it's 65.
Yeah.
It's 65 lower.
But I figured if we got like acid or something, we could do it on day one or day two. And fucking just like hang out. If it gets shitty on like Sunday, we could pack it up and go. We pay by day anyways.
Oh yeah, how much does it cost too?
$25 a night for rustic. And it
just for the whole site?
Yeah. I figured split between 5 to 6 people, that's...
Yeah, it went back down again. It's 57 as the... Actually, 61 is the high on Sunday, but it's 50s on Saturday and Friday.
50s, like, full?
As the high, yeah.
Oh, wow.
57. You guys going to bring
a tent? Oh, yeah, tent.
Bring a big one.
Yeah, we have a big one we can bring. We need to. Just like a 10-person tent.
Oh, yeah. That'd be perfect. Probably the tent we brought last time. You were with us last time, right? Yeah, it was me, you... Log Diesel, Joey, and Tanner took off. No, Tanner had his own tent, and then took off in the morning.
Dills.
Oh, yeah, Dills was with us.
His own tent.
Yeah, it was his own tent. Fuck it, everybody woke... I woke up first because I had forgot my blanket. And it got down to, like, what, like 50 degrees, low 50s? Fuck it, maybe 40s?
I was just sitting there. Yeah, it's going to be Logan's 40.
Logan pushed me in the river that night because I was going to fight.
You didn't have a blanket.
And I didn't have a blanket. Jesus. And I was in my onesie, and I planned on sleeping in my onesie because I didn't have a blanket. So I was just in, like, regular clothes, and I'm just like...
Friday night, supposed to be 38.
Well, I have... Like, I won't forget my sleeping bag this time. But I figured even if it's just, like... We only stay there one night. I still want to get out and, like, do something other than what we do every other weekend. Yeah. Is go and drink and
go. We're going to go somewhere slightly farther away and do it slightly differently.
Yeah, do it slightly differently. Even if it's cold, I don't mind sitting by a fire all fucking day just drinking fucking beers and getting high on acid.
Being high and absolutely. We could probably rough it for one or two nights for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I would fucking sleep out there. I need,
like, my mom was like, it's going to be cold next weekend. Are you guys sure you're going to go? And I was like, regardless, if my friends want to back out, I'm still going for at least one or two nights.
Yeah. I'll still be going, yeah. And you we're just talking about going, like, Friday night kind of thing, not, like, during the day Friday, right? Or what was your
plan? I don't have to work Friday.
Oh, okay.
So I figured I'll get up in the morning Friday because, well, Thursday I'll get most of it set up, but I'll wake up Friday and fucking get around, and I figure we head out there around like 2 or 3 o'clock.
That's fine.
Like, late afternoon, we get tents set up, gather wood for a fire, and...
Lots of wood.
Loads of wood.
Lots of wood.
Let's see if we got anything I can pile up in there for wood. Gotta bring a log for hammer slogging, that's for
sure.
Oh
yeah, we gotta play some hammer slogging.
I think we have a
cooler for drinks.
Oh yeah, cooler for
food.
I got coolers at home.
If Logan will pull the trailer with the boats on it, even if we don't fucking end up going out, if it's like too windy or whatnot, I'd still like to have them. We can puddle around in the water by our campsite or whatnot if we don't actually go out on another river. But if it gets nice enough to go out, I'd still like to have them. But fucking, I have the salmon cooler I bought Faster Horses a few years ago. That it's literally like,
oh, that big giant that one that we had to try one. To we had to yeah. carry all the way back to the campsite. Yeah, I remember that thing.
We could just bring that bitch and we could put everything in it. We could put our beer, food. Gonna be a time, but yeah,
I'm excited. I haven't gone camping like that in thing forever. Like,
last time I slept in a tent, it almost blew away.
We'll have to put you in your own tent so Logan can pay you back for you knocking his tent down.
I have this tent that I bought specifically because I was super high, for one. And it's when I first thought about taking my river trip, or just like a big river trip. It's a one-person tent, but it folds up into like a longer version of this. Like, it's this long paper towel roll with about a foot left on it, but it rolls out and it's a long tent. And it's like, I took it last year when I bought it, and it had plenty of room for me and a cooler at the bottom and all my stuff at the top of it to lay in comfortably. My buddies bet me that I couldn't bring a chick back to it. And if there were chicks out there, I would have brought one back.
I was about to say, and they won that bet, didn't they?
They're out there.
Like, it rained. It rained the second day we were there. So, like, half of the campers, like, dip-sauced.
Dip-sauced.
Dip-sauced? What the fuck is that?
But luckily, my buddy had brought his... It was fucking 10 of us camping. Four or five of us were in tents, but my buddy had his 30-foot fifth wheel, and he wouldn't let anybody but him and his girlfriend and two other people sleep in it.
What an asshole.
Dip-sauced.
But when it rained, we just went in there, and there was people in campers and where we were fucking set up, but like they were old people.
It's like Jim Gaffigan says, the only happy camper is the one leaving the campground.
I disagree, I love camping.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but Jim Gaffigan's old and from the city.
And he's a comedian, so yeah. He's going to say it whether it's true or not. If it makes people laugh.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, very much.
He's pretty good.
I got a fucking abscess on my tooth.
I had one that I just drained not that long ago last weekend.
This one's, like, right here. Like, I can feel it right there, which is just, like, really hard and painful.
Once it actually starts filling up, then drain it. But then the pain goes away, too. Yeah, I had one right on the socket where my wisdom tooth was. It ballooned up. Well, it hurt so bad like 2 weeks, and then it eventually started ballooning up out of it, and I drained it, and then the next day I was brushing my teeth, and it drained again. And then, like, 2 hours later, like, I rubbed my tongue across it, and I felt something pointy.
And it popped it.
So I, like, got in there with my finger, and I popped a piece of tooth out.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
that was left in my wisdom tooth socket. So it was just a piece of tooth that apparently got a little bit of bacteria on it, and the gums were trying to push it out.
Yeah, that's what I did with this one.
It was 2 years ago that I got those things taken out.
Used a fillet knife to cut this one up here. Fucking slit it. Drained it. And then, like, I could feel, like, a bump on there the other night when I was on acid, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I just, like, was, like, pushing at it, because I couldn't really feel my, like, tooth or anything. I'm pushing on it, and then I just felt, like, pressure release. It was just like, pfft. I was like, oh, shit, what was that?
And you pull your finger away.
Yeah, and it was just like blood. I was bloody like, pus. Wild.
Yeah, I just took a safety pin. I was like, oh.
What?
This is so gross. Hope you're not recording this. That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, it's definitely being recorded.
That's the,
cut that part.
Why? That's the good stuff, bro. That's the good stuff. Shit, man. You need to take, like... You need to fucking get one of those black mask things and just clear the acne out of your fucking face.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the tip. I'll get right on that.
We should do a review black mask thing, though.
Yeah, dude, if you want to buy me some of that charcoal.
Yeah, just put it on
charcoal
your
face. Spread stuff, go right ahead. Buy me some.
You'd have to shave your beard.
Not necessarily.
You get that shit in your hair?
No, I would... Trim it wherever I need it to, and then I would put it wherever the beard is not.
Oh, man. Videotape it getting in your hair?
Go around it. Dude, I would have somebody put it on there so it's not in my hair.
I'd get it like a mustache kerchief thing, like a mustache guard.
mustache kerchief thing?
Hairnet for my mustache.
Like the swimmer's cap.
Yeah, but just for my mustache. Like latch over your lip. Tuck it in the sides.
You'll have to get that thing that that like dentists use to hold your mouth open, where it's like just like this, but it's wrapped around your lip.
I'd go see my friend that does special effects, and I'd have him put a thing over it.
Whatever they call it, yeah.
Silicone thing over it.
Yeah, that would
he could probably do YouTube. He'd probably want to be on the podcast.
Do me.
He loves talking about his fucking special effects. But, I'll let that marinate.
Let what marinate?
What I just told you.
I thought he was going to say he farted. That's what's marinating.
Alrighty then.
If you don't like America, you can fuck right off.
You get out.
You get out. What's upstairs?
Dentist office.
Oh, there's a dentist upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
And just gets his teeth downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he accepts Medicaid.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Well, we have dentists all over Jackson. I mean, Dr. Chapel and that. I remember you said something about that Rose City building. You.
Yeah.
Do something there. What do you do there?
The Rose City building? Where?
In Jackson.
They're my doctors in that building.
They're your doctor?
Yeah. One of my doctors. I guess he would be the doctor I regularly go to. I guess.
The family physician kind of thing?
Well, I guess if you could call it every 4 years regularly.
Well, yeah, I've been to an actual doctor, like regular doctor, and probably 14 years now.
Yeah. I think the last...
I've been to the hospital a few times in that time.
I think the last real dentist I went to was in that building, too. But I guess the last real dentist I went to was Booth, and he retired.
I don't want to go to the dentist. Because I just know they're going to fucking...
Got a bunch of cavities.
Give me some fucking news I don't want to hear, probably.
Yeah, I didn't want to go back to the dentist.
I've already had like 7 of them though, so I don't think they can.
What
do
cavities?
Much. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Right.
I got fucking 8 teeth knocked out of the fucking side of my head.
Is this okay? So what?
Yeah, actually, when I went back to the dentist, upstairs after getting my wisdom teeth pulled a few years ago, it was $1,200 that they needed because I had to get it was a cavity here, cavity here, cavity here, cavity here. three on this side, three on this side.
Dr. Booth used to charge me $50 to have a tooth extracted. I went in there one day, and I was like, I need three teeth pulled. And he's like, what? I was like, I need three teeth pulled. And he was like, how do you know they need to be pulled? And I was like, because somebody hit me with a bat. And I could, reach back in my mouth. And, on this side and on this side. And just, feel half of a tooth each. Because the other ones got knocked out. And he was like, oh, my God. I was like, yeah, that's not bad. I pulled the other one myself. Needle nose pliers, that bitch right out of my mouth. But this one's a molar, the last molar I have. And I know it needs to be pulled because it used to have a crown on it. And the crown's been gone for years.
So you just gotta prep. Yeah.
The crown's been gone for years. But then a piece of Easter candy fucking, pulled it. Like, a little, chunk of the tooth off. And, it opened it up to, new parts to die. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And I haven't been on the field the last couple days.
The tooth finally died all the way.
Oh, no, I can feel it now.
Oh.
Or, before I started drinking, but I couldn't feel it yesterday because I was on coke and drinking. And I couldn't feel it the day before because I did acid.
Other methods of numbing things.
Yeah, other methods. Fuck, I forgot I even had a tooth when I was on acid.
Who needs teeth? Who needs teeth? Give me pliers.
My buddy was, because I was telling him about my toothache, and he was like, you take this, you'll forget you even have teeth. And I was like, it's not that good. I fucking took it, and I was 3 hours later, I was like, just I had tits.
I had tits.
You sleeping over there? Yeah, dude. You should have got this chair. It's
long's out, man.
Yeah?
Yep, pretty high.
Nice. Thanks for sharing. What do you mean? What do I mean?
It was kind of funny in the theater. I looked though. I told Zach about it already.
But Dylan hitting his pen in the theater?
No, actually, no. He didn't.
What a fucking...
We were drinking Crown Apple and Sprite.
Do you have a pint or something?
We just got a large Sprite, and then he poured a half pint.
Well, yeah, kind of thing.
But there was one point where Dylan got up and went to the bathroom. And I look over and I see Zach, he's in the chair, just melted into it, completely high, leaning back like this. He's got popcorn in his beard and everything.
I was having a great time.
Snuck that fucking pine in there like I snuck them two deuces in.
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was.
It's a two deuce movie.
Yeah, of course.
Two deuce movie.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to get up to pee way too much though.
The fuck you thinking? I can fucking hold my shit like a G thing. Or I'll just piss into one of my empty deuces.
You can't just piss in a crowded theater.
You want to fucking bet Paul Rubin barely got caught jerking off?
Why always bring it to fucking Pee Wee Herman, dude? Why you always bring it to that fucking weirdo?
We were talking about Paul Rubin earlier. He was jerking off in an adult theater. That's where you're supposed to jerk off.
But he was on a kid's show, so that's just a weird thing.
It's not like he was in a regular movie theater watching Parent Trap.
He had a persona, and he fucking did some weird shit, so he should never be able to do that again.
What's so weird about jerking off sometimes?
It's just the fact that he made it public. That's all that everybody cares about.
What are you watching? Snatch Chat?
People fucking went drunk, Ryan.
Classic.
Zonked out.
They look zonked.
That's how I'm feeling right now, dude.
Can I dry on your face?
What do you want to call it?
I'm going to drive home and pass out.
Pass out?
I work tomorrow, and I'm excited for the new Game of Thrones tomorrow, dude. It's going to be a good one. I'm really excited to see who lives and who dies in the battle. It's going to be literally the longest one.
Yep. What are you doing streaming it onto your TV?
I have HBO now on my phone. I use Tyler's information.
Yeah, but you can't stream it onto your TV.
Why? I don't know how. I have no internet.
I think his TV's too old to do that.
Yeah. And I can't get it.
Is it for the casting?
Yeah.
It's got to be a smart TV for casting. Or you have a Chromecast.
Yo, or about, listen to this. You
just plug it into the thing and plug that thing into your phone.
Listen to this, though. Listen to this. I downloaded the app on my PlayStation also. But it won't let me play through that, so I don't know how.
You can get it.
Only on my phone. Because I think
has it connected to you have a laptop, right?
Yeah, that's old as fuck.
Like, but it just won't let you log in, or what?
Yeah, it'll take me right to the sign-in screen every time. It won't let me, like, sign in with his ID or anything on the app.
But okay,
my phone, it's perfect.
What if you do this?
What?
You sign into it. You can sign into it on a laptop, right? You can watch it on a laptop with the his code, right? Like, yeah, his password and whatnot?
Probably.
You could fucking log into it with your laptop, hook your phone up to it,
yeah.
Use your laptop as your phone as a hotspot, and then you plug your phone with a fucking
I've done that shit before.
Blue cords from your laptop to your phone, stream it to your TV.
Yeah, I've done that shit. It's complicated.
You're saying just basically make the TV another monitor for the laptop.
Yeah. Yes.
It's complicated. I'd rather just watch it on my phone.
Okay. Fucking shut your phone off. Picking up background noise.
I thought we were done. This is all just jibber jabber.
No, you're jibber jabber. We're jibber jabbering away. That's what podcasts are for. Fucking mini conversations, other conversations.
Shit, I didn't notice again. I gotta listen to it tomorrow, though.
Pretty much Game of Thrones, anime.
And a weird movie that connects Wayne's World and Starship Troopers.
Yeah. And camping.
Hey, and camping.
Do you have a... I still have that thing. I have this battery thing. I used to be able to... It's like for camping and whatnot. Fucking, you can charge it. It's got an internal battery. And it's got... You can plug things into it.
Oh, like using regular plugs kind of thing?
Yeah, using regular plugs. We could do a cast outside. Or in our tent.
Yeah, we could. Podcast. As long as we have something we can plug into.
I'll look around.
Because this battery on this thing doesn't last
at
all. This thing's over 10 years. About 10 years old now.
I got my fucking laptop when I was in probably 11th grade. So that would have been 12 years ago. It hasn't had a battery in it in 6. And I just have to keep it plugged in all the time.
Well, I think this has been episode 10.
Episode 10 in the books. Zach is a little bitch, barely talked.
Oh.
We out?